Now it is time to delve into the culinary world. If you are wondering about making some food-related plans for the weekend ahead, we have you covered. Food and drink editor for the Sydney Morning Herald, Callan Boyes, joins us to run us through the weekly feed. Morning, Callan.
Good morning, Tess. Greetings from Newcastle.
From Newcastle this week.
Yes, yes. I'm up here. I'm from Newcastle. It's Mum. It was Mum's retirement last night. I went to the retirement party. And then I've got an annual leave day today to go up and do some cellar dooring around the Hunter Valley. So it should be quite nice.
You're good. You're taking Christmas leave early.
Yes, I am. Just for the one day, though, I do have to finish a very quick story before I do any of that, though, which is on a gingerbread house taste test I've been doing this week.
What?
It's just involved me getting my hands on as many gingerbread house kits as I could from all the supermarkets and chains and whatever, and setting myself down with a big bowl of royal icing and getting building and tasting, and I don't need to eat gingerbread again for quite some time.
Your life is just this a series of amazing stories, I feel.
It's quite ridiculous. If I could go back in time to me working in IT like 10 years ago and hating spreadsheets, be like, hey, buddy, it's okay. Like, one day soon, in the next decade, you'll be able to say, I'm working from home today to do a gingerbread house taste test.
You've just achieved peak life goals right there. What are we having a chat about today?
We're going to have a chat about just another story I'm just kind of been writing this week, and we'll publish next Tuesday on how to use the pub in summer. One thing that irks me a lot over this time of the year is all these work Christmas parties and fair weather pub goers who aren't necessarily bad people, but they might only go to the pub for 1 month a year. And for us regulars who go to the pub all those other 11 months, it can be quite annoying, shall we say, when someone doesn't know how to use the pub correctly. And I'm talking about things such as understanding the concept of a shout, which you think everyone would, but not a lot of people do. Getting around. So there's only one person going to the bar at the one time. Just a simple one, but so many people don't do it. The one that annoys me the absolute most is when you approach the bar and there's another person that gets here at the same time and you go first, mate. That's fine. And it's like, all right, and their order's 3 espresso martinis, 2 pina coladas, 4 beers, and 3 house wines, thanks. And it's like, man, I just wanted a beer. Like, you could have just said, what's your order? I've got a ridiculous one. People do that in the shopping centres all the time. If they've got a huge thing of groceries, if you're just buying a loaf of bread, sometimes you get to go in front. It should be like that for a pub as well. Here's a very important one in summer. Don't change the channel on the television.
the cardinal sin.
Yeah, like switching footy codes on the telly is not your right. That belongs to 3 or 4 dyed-in-the-wool regulars only, and even they know well enough to judge the room before they'll think about heading up and changing it from Fox Sports 1 to Fox Sports 2. In the summer, if the cricket's on, the cricket stays on. There's no changing that. I don't care what's happening in current events in the world outside. There could be a nuclear apocalypse. There could be a New Zealand invasion. I don't care. You can watch that stuff on your phone. You can start bowling fast ones. 2 wine tastings maximum as well. I don't know why people expect a pub to be a cellar door, but they sometimes do, and they'll just head up to the bar and can I try a Riesling? Oh no, I don't know about that. Have to solve Blanc, or can I try that Riesling again? Have you got any Semillon? And it will go on. There is a lineup of people behind you who would also like to buy some wine or cocktails or beers, and when you're treating it like a cellar door, it's not a lot of fun. So just 2 wine tastings maximum. If you have one and it's particularly bad, then you can roll the dice on a Riesling or something else, and that's it. The same goes for craft beer as well. There's so many beer taps now, and you see it all the time with these beer nerd boffins with their booming voices and backpacks at the bar. Oh, that's another one, backpacks at the bar. What is that?
That is one I do actually see fairly often. That one I've seen.
Yeah. Well, you work around UTS, so you'd probably see it a lot. Yeah, I don't just take it off, leave it at the table, why into wear your backpack. Anyway, but yeah, so craft beer the same. You'll see some people trying 4 or 6 craft beers before they settle on one. Just roll the dice. You're probably gonna buy another schooner later, so just, you know, if it's not good, it's not good. Please no carrying on in the tab room. The tab room is a place of quiet contemplation punctuated by occasional very coarse language. It is not a place for carrying on like a pork chop and whipping at your phone to show YouTube clips of your latest GoPro video to your mates or whatever. And certainly don't be blocking the betting machine or the television screens when Caulfield or Flemington's about to jump. You'll get a slap and you'll deserve it. Here's another one as well. This is quite important coming into summer, and that's just a simple one as don't be a jerk to staff. It's really, really important. Man, like those staff over Christmas time don't get paid a lot. They're working long hours and they have to put up with so many annoying customers with their ridiculous orders and their wine tasting. And just because you order a Pinot Noir with extra ice, please, and that wine comes out and there's not enough ice in it, that doesn't give you any right to yell at them and treat them like scum. So also tip as accordingly as well. I'm not saying we should all tip. You know, the debate on tipping culture is quite large, and I'm not necessarily for or against, but if you do like a tip, if you go to a 3 Michelin starred restaurant and tip there, there's no reason why you shouldn't, or 3 restaurants should say in Australia, stay on brand, Callan, then you should tip as well. Like, those staff behind it, it's a pub or a bar, are working just as hard as anyone else in hospitality over that summer break. If you're playing pool, the jigger has no place at the pool table. And by jigger, I don't mean the little measuring tool thing behind the bar. I mean the stick with the X-shaped bridge at the end that you use for getting the cue ball out of difficult situations.
Yes.
It has many names, which I won't repeat on air, but it's called the jigger officially. That stick is for 9-year-olds, and it's for Darren, who busted his arm installing a jip rock last week. It is not for you. It is less embarrassing, and you'll carry more respect within the pub as a fair weather by thinking no balls than using the stick. So just a word of warning.
That is unfortunate. Oh. I am quite partial to the stick.
You're not allowed to use a test.
Okay. All right. I'm taking that off my repertoire.
New South Wales pub rule, you'll be shunned. I mean, look, you can. Legally, you can.
Okay.
But it's just...
So I've just got to prove how bad I am at pool, really.
Yeah, yeah, it's just not the done thing. Like, lose with dignity.
Right, okay.
instead of winning by kind of cheating, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, meat raffles, there's a good thing. So a lot of meat raffles and booze raffles and toy raffles over this break, and that's great. Everyone loves a good raffle. Pay attention. Don't just sit there with your tickets and have a chin wag to your mates. A raffle is a very serious business. You don't want that number to be called out 3 or 4 times, and then you just hear on the last, and then have to go up and get it. It holds up the raffle. People have things to do, like get home and watch Great British Bake Off or whatever it is. So please pay attention to the raffle. By the way, if you do win a meat tray or whatever it is, and you get a bit sloshed, and you happen to leave it at the pub, don't expect that to be there the next day. That glassy has pinned you from hours away to do that very thing, and he can't wait for you to walk out with nothing but your bloody backpack on and no meat tray. So if you go back the next day, you're not going to get it. It belongs to the pub gods now, or more likely that glassy sitting at home with a delicious minute steak sandwich in his Rio 5-pack from Coles.
A sacrifice to the meat gods. I think we've got time. We can get a couple more in.
Okay, cool. I can keep going. As long as you want. I am passionate about this. One, though, and this is probably the most important rule after no carry-on in the tab room, is that don't judge another punter's choice of drink. This is something which has kind of only happened in the last 5 years, where you might be a craft beer drinker and the person across from you is ordering a more mass-produced multinational beer, something like a VB or Melvita or whatever. That's fine. If that's what that person wants to drink, that's okay. Just cheer them and say, good on you for drinking beer and being at the pub. How good is it? We're all at the pub together. This judgment of drinking is ridiculous. The same thing happens a lot with natural wine. There's and say, let's say more conventionally made wine, is that someone will judge it because, oh, that's not a sustainable wine. Oh, look at the end of the day, it's just wine. Let's all just have a drink together and, you know, leave your philosophy for the comment pages in the Herald. You know, and if the person next to you wants to order a West Coast cooler, bloody good on them. That's fine. Like, it's Christmas. You can do what you want, I think, and just concentrate more on having a ripper summer instead. So, yeah, what are you doing this Christmas, Tess? What are you up to?
I'm going back home to see my family. So we may well go out to the pub now that my brother is over 18. So,
oh, great.
I will not commit any of these sins, I promise.
Please don't. You're in Queensland, though?
Coffs Harbour.
Oh, Coffs Harbour.
Same
Queensland, I think it's okay to use a stick at the table.
Oh, damn it.
They can't play pool to save themselves up north of the wall.
I was born there. Yeah. That's my excuse now.
Yep. Any readers or listeners can get onto me at Callan Boys at Twitter and complain about that if they want. I would welcome the discussion.
Thanks so much, Callan.
Thanks, Tess. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Callan Boys with the weekly feed for another week. Running you through things not to do at the pub over this summer. So when you're down there for the Christmas party, yeah, don't no backpacks at the bar, no stick for the pool table, which apparently is something that I have learned today.